Chapter 1. A New Franchise.
Morning, David. Come in. How are you?
David Fox entered the London office of Australian TV magnate Bruce Kemp. He smiled as Bruce stood up to shake his hand. Bruce was tall, slim, and very athletic. David, on the other hand, was not so tall, not slim, and definitely not athletic.
I'm fine, thanks, Bruce. It's good to see you.
He looked around the room. On the walls were photos of famous TV stars, pictures, and a map of Australia. Near the door was a cabinet full of shiny TV awards. Kanga TV was a very successful network. David Fox's channel, Trent TV, was doing well at the moment, but David wanted more. So what could Bruce Kemp offer him? Bruce smiled back.
There's another person involved in this meeting. Ah, here she is now.
The door opened again. This time, David didn't smile. An elegant woman with short red hair entered the room.
Hello, David. It's so nice to see you.
There was a lack of sincerity in her voice.
Anna, you look lovely,
said David coldly. Anna Webb was the head of Channel Webb, David's biggest rival in the fight for TV viewers. Bruce observed the frosty greeting with interest. Then he began to speak.
My TV network, Kanga TV, has decided to branch out and offer our viewers a more varied choice of international programmes. We want Australians to have an alternative view on the world's different cultures. So I'm going to offer one of you the franchise of a new satellite channel.
David opened his mouth to speak.
When will it start broadcasting?
At the end of the year,
replied Bruce.
I'm more interested in the quality of programmes than the money offered for the franchise, so over the next few weeks I'm going to monitor four of your most popular kinds of programmes. One on music, the news, an outside broadcast, and a satellite link. The TV channel that produces the highest quality will win the franchise. Are there any questions?
David was so excited he could hardly speak, but he had to say something before Anna did.
Bruce, this is a great opportunity, and I feel honoured that you are considering Trent TV for the franchise. Our ratings have increased steadily for the past 5 years. Last month we signed a new advertising contract, which will increase our budget. We have an experienced, highly qualified team, and our motto is inform, educate, entertain.
He was interrupted by Anna.
You stole my best director and researcher.
All's fair in love and war,
grinned David.
At least you can't steal the awards Channel Web won last month for Best Soap. I've worked in television since I was 20, and my success shows that.
She answered back. David glared at her.
So have I,
he snapped. Bruce quickly intervened.
Now let's discuss things in more detail.
2 hours later, Bruce ended the meeting.
I'm going back to Australia tomorrow, but I intend to keep a very close eye on events. Remember, your fate is in your hands. Good luck to you both.
David was overjoyed as he hurriedly left the office. Today had already been great, and it was about to get better.